Welcome to Fuel for Thought, empowering women to live healthier lifestyles. I am Tracy Elizabeth.
And I'm Nicole Heller.
So we are so excited to introduce something new today to Fuel for Thought.
I am so excited about it.
So given the name is Fuel for Thought, we came up with an idea to kind of do an on-the-spot Fuel for Thought, coming from some of our favorite resources and tools that we use across our life journey, our health journey, and ongoing journey, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But before we start, when you're with your girlfriends, you hang out and you drink coffee. And Nicole and I love coffee. So first, we want to shout out to Rivers Coffee for their amazing coffee pod flavors. I am drinking coconut rum.
So good.
It is amazing. Coconut rum mixed in with my Optavia hot chocolate protein fuel.
I love it. I have mine in my green cup.
Mr. Rob over here just tried his for the first time and loved it. So stay tuned for that reel.
So good.
So while we are chatting with our coffee, we did want to mention that Two Rivers Coffee has been so generous to offer discount to our Fuel for Thought listeners. So if you would like a 20% off discount, you can type in FFT, those are capital letters, 20, FFT 20, to get your 20% off and enjoy the coffee and come hang out with us and listen to our Fuel for Thought.
I love it.
Right?
I love it.
So all right. Good. So we're going to get
good coffee.
Yeah, it is really amazing. So Nicole, a while back on one of our episodes, challenged me, or I think she actually kind of.
I forced you.
Yeah.
I forced you to read a book.
To read a book, guys. So I took the time out to read Dr. Henry Cloud's Necessary Endings. And it is one of the areas of my life that I struggle. And notice I said struggle. Mm-hmm. Ending things in my life without explanation, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
So trying to really learn how to navigate and work through whatever it may be in my life, but to understand that there are some things in life that need to come to an end.
Yes, without explanation.
Without explanation.
That's hard.
It is very hard.
I think it's hard for a lot of people. But I think that it's okay to not need an explanation for everything and not need a validation for everything.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I need validation. And I'm also that type of person. So I don't know if anyone out there, which I'm sure people out there can relate to me, like I need to be right. And I need to prove to people that I'm right.
Yeah, we're working on that.
I'm working on it so bad. And yeah. Staying above the line.
Yeah. We're very different in that regard.
Yeah. So I did make a commitment through the month of December, which was obviously a very busy month because Nicole loves Christmas.
Oh, my God.
And I love Christmas. And I did take a time out every day. And Nicole suggested one chapter a day. And I actually finished the book.
For the first time ever?
For the first, like, I mean, cover to cover, guys. And I took notes. I have highlights. I actually kept myself accountable that when I was done reading the chapter, I sent my video or pictures to Nicole with my notes. And as also being my friend and my health coach, we have conversations about the book, right? Mm-hmm. So for Fuel for Thought on the spot Zoom, what we thought about doing was coming to you guys with one of our literatures and picking out a point in that book to come to you and chat about. So Nicole doesn't know which one I'm going to pick.
She's going to give me a little on the spot. So one of Tracy's favorite things to do also with like some of her clients sometimes, just put them on the spot on their health journey just to kind of help them self-reflect. So she wanted to pull a little something out of this book and kind of put me on the spot on what I thought about this part that she pulled out, and I thought that'd be kind of fun.
It was really hard. There were a lot of parts, but so in one chapter is create an urgency, and I really love this chapter because it talked about the importance of recognizing a certain situation in your life and understanding that something needs to happen, some type of change needs to happen, not to understand the why, but to understand that there is a sense of urgency needed. So here it goes. Remember, you were not designed to cope, but to thrive. That hit me hard. So I got that underlined. I got that starred.
That's a hard one.
That's a hard one. What do you think about that, though?
So I think that it's human nature to feel like we need to cope and survive in the world. I don't think that. No, I take that back. I think we're naturally born to feel like we're supposed to thrive in the world. But I think that once we become adults and we're hit with the reality of the world and we're hit with the responsibilities of the world, it turns into a coping, surviving type situation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's unfortunate. But I do think that we have the choice, the power of choice, to find coping skills that are positive, to find coping skills that can be beautiful,
sure,
and to turn that surviving into thriving with the power of choice as adults. Mm-hmm. Do I think that everybody does that? No. Yeah. Do I think that we can, you know, catch that later on in life like we did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Later in life,
of course. Do I ever think that it's too late? No. So, like, I think that that's a beautiful lesson to be learned. Like, somebody right now could be hearing this and saying, well, right now in my life, I'm just surviving, you know, but hey, wait, it's not too late. I could actually turn this into a thriving moment.
Yeah. So the next quote or part of the chapter, it connected with me because while I was just coping and not thriving, this connected because it connected.
Yeah.
So it said, look, I can't even get my thoughts together because I read this book and it brings back so many things. So we get comfortable with our misery and we find ways to medicate ourselves, delude ourselves, disassociate our feelings, and get enough distance from the problem.
Okay, so I'll share, since this is on the spot for me, I'll share a little vulnerability about that. So for me, you know, so much about my health journey has been about recovering from binge eating. And, you know, when we think about the term binge eating, what is, you know, the root cause of that? You know, my story comes from, you know, trauma in my life and, you know, coming into binge eating in my teens, in my 20s, was a lot of sedation, you know, from wanting to sedate those emotions, push those emotions down.
Yeah.
So knowing the science behind it and now knowing, understanding, you know, wanting to literally eat this, like, why would I eat a bag of marshmallows? Why would I eat
the
whole bag
in the closet?
Like, yeah. Like, why would I do that? Like, understanding now that that was my drug and remembering that I would sit and actually feel that euphoric feeling of not knowing any of those emotions that were going on around me after I ate that, because my body was literally sedated and you're not feeling those emotions of sadness or anything that's happening around you when you are in that state of binge eating, you know. But then, you know, when you're coming out of that, you know, those emotions are still there, but now they're met with remorse and guilt and all those other things. So, you know, recovering from that was a big part. So, yes, disassociating yourself through poor coping mechanisms is very much a part of life. And, you know, there are definitely different areas that people use, you know, alcohol, binge eating, drugs, you know, things like that. But recovery is possible, you know.
Absolutely.
Recovery is possible. But I think that surrounding yourself with the people who are going to have these conversations with you, telling you that you can push through, is a beautiful thing. But you have to first acknowledge that on the other side of that, that you have to face those emotions. You know, we had a conversation with somebody not that long ago who shall remain nameless.
I love you.
Yes, we do love you very much. But on the other side of that recovery, sometimes it's a little lonely, you know, because you do have to face those emotions. You know, you don't go back to, you know, those parties with everyone that you're eating like crazy and you're drinking like crazy and you're doing all those things. So you don't go back to that life. So sometimes you're met with a little bit of a different life.
Yeah.
And you do feel a little lonely in that spot. So it's about kind of taking ownership of that and then creating something new.
Mm-hmm.
And new can be just as beautiful, but it takes time to create it. So it's about patience and awareness and love.
Necessary endings with new beginnings.
Yes, I love that. Yes.
Dr. Cloud, that might be your next book, just saying.
Yeah, I love that. I love it.
Maybe it'll be our book.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I would love to write a book.
So we hope you guys enjoyed that. Fuel for thought on the spot. We're going to be dropping that maybe once a month. We haven't really decided yet, but give us your feedback. Let us know what you think on that, you know, quick little episode of just giving you something to think about. And
yeah, I would love to hear everybody's fuel for thought on what they thought about, you know, Dr. Cloud's book. Let us know if you read it. Let us know your thoughts on what we had to say about it. Let us know if you're in recovery from, you know, any addiction in your life and if anything is bringing you out of that. And thank you for, you know, hanging with us for, you know, just a short little episode today. And let us know if you're, you know, hanging out with Two Rivers Coffee, you know, trying it out. Don't forget that you can use the discount code FFT, Fuel for Thought, FFT20 for your discount code. We want to thank them so much because their coffee is amazing. Tracy and I are totally addicted to coffee with our Optavia hot chocolate. Can't live without it. Thank you guys for hanging with us. We will see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.